Okay.
Hello, everybody.
No, wait, I'm not on this yet. Hold on. Hello, everybody.
This is Pops and Jakey T. Woo! From the Black Mike Studio in Northeastern Pennsylvania. How is everybody today? I hope they're good. I hope you had a good week. So
this is our first podcast on Twitch. We've been playing games. So if you want to watch us on Twitch, our podcast listeners, you can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv/ I think it's Pops Chicky T. It's Pops Chicky T.
Right.
It's twitch.tv/ Pops Chicky T.
And you can send comments now.
And you can send comments. There's a live chat.
Yeah.
On the post this on my Snap. Anyway.
So
today, the big news today is one thing happening. Fortnite, Epic Games is suing Apple and Google Play. So, I have an article here. I'm going to really make this smaller for us. Whoop.
There you go.
There we go. So Fortnite, you guys can't see it. Hold on a second. Let me just, put this there. Fortnite banned from Apple and Google's app stores and developer Epic, who made Fortnite, sues. So the basics is Fortnite wanted to lower the prices and make their, so they didn't want to go right through Apple. So yeah, charge more. Right now, all the stuff from Fortnite, like the V-Bucks or whatever, is 20% off. So instead of paying $10, they pay $8, right? Fortnite developer Epic Games is suing Apple and Google after both pulled Epic's hit game from their app stores over direct payment disputes. Because they think it's... Well, because I'm pretty sure it's because Epic thinks it's wrong that Apple takes that 30%. You know?
Right.
So they decided to put in a direct deposit way and make it cheaper. And Apple's like, nope. So they pulled the plug on Fortnite.
Get it on the phone now.
Nope, you can't get it on the phone now. I'm sorry.
Is going to win this anyhow?
No, Epic sued. And they had a whole video. Oh, I can show you guys the video. Hold on. It's a thing we can do now. All right. I had this up. I forgot about this video. We don't need the sound, but hold on. I want to mute my thing so you guys don't hear it twice. There's the Wicked Witch of the West. So it's, you remember the old Apple commercial? You remember the old Apple commercial?
Yeah.
So Fortnite remade the old Apple commercial. That's basically saying the same shit this commercial's saying that, huh? It'll tell you, show you at the end. So, yeah, hang on, let's watch.
Can they hear it?
Yeah, they can hear it. We can't. Okay. Oh, shoot. That's way too loud. I'm sorry, guys. I'm burning your ears here. Hold on. Sorry, I was way too loud. they defy the App Store monopoly in retaliation. Apple is blocking Fortnite from 1 billion devices. Join the fight to stop 2020 from becoming 1984. You know, the book with the Big Brother is always watching you?
Right.
So, yeah. Hashtag free Fortnite was trending on Twitter today. It was today, right? Yesterday, I guess. But, so that's going on, man. I don't know. Who do you think's in the right?
Oh, they say they're like a monopoly.
Yeah.
Bigger than a monopoly.
Yeah. What do you think? Who do you think's going to win this lawsuit?
I don't know.
Apple earlier Thursday said it chose to remove Fortnite from its apps because the game violated guidelines. Apple says it applies equally to every developer and that are designed to keep the store safe. More like they get the more money. As they figure, it's 30% from one game, and they have like hundreds of games on the App Store.
I know.
Like one loss.
Saying they went against the rule that they all went by, so.
Yeah. It's removed from the App Store and Google Play Store, which is nuts, because I know, like, my nephew Jameson plays it on his iPhone, so but he's probably mad today that...
Oh, does he?
Uh-huh. He's probably like, why isn't Fortnite working? Available on Fortnite's still available on Android, but it's not available through the Google Play Store, which is Android's Play Store. But you can go around that store.
Okay.
So it's not as bad. It's like, on the Android, it's like borrowing from a library, I guess. Because there's only, it's like multiple different stores. But for the Apple, it's like, you take one big chunk. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You can't play it anymore on that phone. On the iPhone, the iPad, MacBooks.
Oh, really?
Anything Apple-related, you can't play it on right now. So, we're going to... Yeah.
Well, Apple's going to lose a lot of money on that anyhow, right?
Uh-huh. Especially, yeah. It's, yeah. Because I can't say another word. Only reason that Fortnite is they have to pay a 30% commission. That's why the prices are so high on the App Store.
Okay.
Because it's like, okay, so it's like $10, but they wanted to drop the 20%, you know, 20% off. And they're like, we're only going to be making $5 a thing. Apple commissions are comparable to or lower than commissions charged by the majority of our competitors. Apple CEO Tim Cook said during a congressional hearing in July. And they're vastly lower than the 50%, 70% that software developers paid to distribute their work before we launched the App Store. So they're justifying it by saying it was higher before, now it's lower. Right?
Right.
And even other companies have complained about it. Like Spotify has complained about it. The European Union, because Spotify, I think, is from somewhere in here. I think it's from Germany.
Oh,
Spotify.
Okay.
Something. I'll focus on App Store on handling its technology behind its Apple Pay payment service. You don't need an Apple Pay payment service. You can just use a regular credit card on Apple. Apple Music. Apple's unfair prices have disadvantaged competitors and deprived consumers for far too long. Spotify spokesperson said that. Oh, yeah. I hope you guys can see this screen well. I can't tell if you guys can. I'm sorry if you can't. Because for me, from over here, it looks like a bunch of...
That guy is so small.
I hope so. Hope it's not like anything important. Thank you for viewing in on this stream.
It's our first time.
Our first time. Well, it's not done or anything, but
right.
It's our first time streaming on Spotify.
Right.
Not Spotify. Yeah, Spotify. Right. Twitch.
Twitch. Right.
It's our 40th episode today. Woohoo!
Okay.
After beginning with 500 apps today, the App Store hosts more than 1.7 million. 60 which are Apple software. Clearly, if Apple's a gatekeeper, what we have done is open the gate wider. We're going to get every app we can on the store and not keep them off. I mean, yeah. But, I don't know. Okay, hold on. Yeah. All that Epic's been doing is, like, just poking fun at Apple.
Oh, yes. Okay. Everybody's after Apple, it seems.
Well, Apple's, like, they're a big corporation.
I know.
I want to buy a Mac. You know? It's in debating June or not. I don't know. I don't know yet.
We need a bigger computer.
Oh, hey, Zach. It looks good, he said. All right. Okay. I can't tell. Thanks. That's the thing. All right. Thank you. Put into the game. No, we're going to get to more stuff. Hold on. Give me a second. That's one.
Okay,
I already showed
okay.
you that. Epic Troublemaker. Epic's first time. Oh, yeah. They started a public fight back in 2018 when they launched it on the Play Store. But Epic criticized Google's efforts to warn Android users about the alleged threats posed by downloading Fortnite directly. Yeah. All right. Let's go to another topic.
Okay, let's go on something else here.
See, what we do is we go to Twitter, which is our news source area here.
Yeah.
We have 40. I feel old.
Okay, we can go.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Woohoo.
So,
the picture bigger. So hold on a second.
School should be starting at the end of this month.
Yeah.
Boy. JKT goes 2 days a week. Who's that?
Keemstar. What the?
You didn't hear about that little boy being shot by a 27-year-old kid?
I did not hear about that.
You know, the news never brings
that. I got rid of the chat.
I think the news... news is really the media.
Yeah.
They should report all news, not just pick out what they want to report. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, I got rid of the chat by accident. Whoops.
What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. No, they should do everything. Hold on. I think I got rid of the chat, so that was my bad. If you said something I didn't see, I actually exited the chat.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So, JET got new shoes.
Yeah, the Simpsons on it.
With the Simpsons on
it. But you see what...
When they come out in June.
And they come out in June.
They came out in June, right?
Marge Simpson has something to say to the Trump campaign today.
Oh.
Because the one for, the secretary, or not secretary, which wrote it, she, hold on, let me look into it real quick. I forget what it was. Oh, wait, not going to play it yet, hold on. Marge Simpson, the Trump advisor, because she compared Kamala Harris to Marge Simpson.
Oh, really?
And all, you know, she said, you know, I feel really disrespected because I'm a normal housewife.
Oh.
I mean, I'm going to be able to hear it, so you might hear a little, what's it called?
Senior advisor, Jenna
I put it on so we can hear it, so you can hear it. So, yeah. I will show the shoes in a second, Zach.
I'm starting to feel a little disrespected.
I teach my children not to name call
Jenna. I was
going to
say I'm pissed off, but I'm afraid they
keep
it.
It's not like, it's a little funny,
you know,
because like...
Who writes The Simpsons?
Who likes him?
Who writes? Who makes him?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I know Disney now owns them. I gotta go get the shoes. Zach wants to see the shoes. I should go. They're in the kitchen. Hold on. Okay. Oh wait.
My screen's
too big. Hold on. Whoopsie daisy. There we go.
There we go.
Just keep on talking. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
So I don't know what to talk about here.
This BS, man.
Does anybody know any good jobs? I'm looking for a new job, so I've been at this place like 16 years and they don't pay for crap. So Oh, here he is. So I'm asking if anybody knows any good jobs. So
that's the shoes? They have the Simpsons on them?
I can hear. What did he say?
He's about that. He can hear. I want to make sure everyone can hear it.
Oh, there they are.
Yeah, every carrot. I think, well, most carrots, I guess, and goes around all the sides.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
And then the inside's pretty nice too. Hold on, wait. Yeah.
Are you doing a shoe advertisement?
When's the next time we're playing games, Robert? Next time we're playing games is going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Well, I think we're
okay, buddy. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Either we're going to be playing GTA or Outlast tomorrow.
Which one do you want us to play?
Yeah, we'll play either, honestly.
Oh,
we're
going to
play both anyway this weekend.
Okay.
So. Unless I get the Avengers beta, which I don't know if I get that today or tomorrow or when. So we'll figure that out later. Anyway, what else is going on? I know Netflix just released their new movie, Project Power, which is like, you take a pill and you get superpowers for 5 minutes. Outlast in the dark. We could do that.
What's Outlast?
A scary game. We can do that in the dark.
Yeah, we could do that in the dark. That'd be okay.
Yeah, we just have to make sure the computer can see us. So yeah, I do. We can put a little, like a light on the computer or something.
Oh, okay.
GTA, man. Dad's gonna play the story. He's gonna see if he likes that more in Red Dead 2. Ethan wants us to play through that whole game. I can't.
Oh, man.
I'll play through and I'll get to, like, a
maybe
fun
be
part.
Better now since I know a little bit more about playing.
Oh, I like a whole... Oh.
Maybe it would be better.
Maybe.
I know a little bit
but we'll play more of your games as we go on, depending
since
on...
I'm not that good.
Yeah.
I killed myself more than I killed anybody.
Yeah.
So, on that other game.
On Halo.
Yeah, so...
All right. We're going to put the ad break in on the podcast. You guys were just going to tell you what their sponsor is?
Yeah.
So, hold on. Let me just stop recording for the podcast. What?
Well, you gonna stop? Or you
well,
gonna
no.
Put
for the podcast, I need to stop and put the ad in. For that, I don't need to stop. You understand?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
okay.
There we go. We'll
like
be right
I
back.
Said, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay. And we're back on the podcast.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So.
And Twitch didn't stop.
Right.
We did our new restaurant, Junkies, this week. On Playables, I don't know what it's
right,
called.
They were really
something
good.
Really good.
Right.
Our YouTube channel is Pops of JKT. It's not JKT anymore, it's just Pops of JKT now. Let me think. What else can we talk about? We don't have stuff to talk about.
Well, we're thinking about getting bumper stickers and hats.
We're thinking about getting regular stickers. Hats?
Like bumper stickers, don't they?
Yeah, basically. We're almost... We just need a bigger picture as well, which I think I now have. I can use that picture that Alexis made me.
Okay.
Which is going to be our offline stream. You're going to see our new one for the first time today. Today I went to the store and I pre-ordered Cyberpunk 2077, which is like one of the most anticipated games of this year, honestly.
What game is that?
Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, really? Did you have another one? Or is this the first one?
It's the first one. Oh, it's based on a board game called Cyberpunk, I think it's 2027.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's based on a board game. And it honestly looks so good. I'm echoing.
Who makes that? Oh.
We're echoing. Hello. Oh, what? No, it's in that thing again. It's probably because we're recording through two things. If it does... We are echoing? Let me unplug the mic. I'm plugging back than we did last time. Hold on.
Okay, wait up.
Hold on a second. We did it last time. It's going to stop for a couple seconds, so just get ready to not hear anything. Our thing crashed. We will see you guys next week. Thanks for watching and listening. Well, you can watch us on Twitch every night at twitch.com/popjiggyt. All right, guys, have a good night. Bye-bye.